Hello, today we're going to talk about how we can use ASP.NET Ajax, and specifically the update panel control, to update multiple regions on a web page in response to a single event. I've created a website using the Ajax-enabled website template. What this does is creates a default.aspx for me with a script manager control on it and sets up all of the necessary registrations in the web.config so I can use ASP.NET Ajax. I've also gone ahead and modified this page. I've added a couple of image controls, one for the image of what the box of Microsoft Office Standard 2007 looks like. I've added a radio button list control with options for different products out of the Office suite. I've added another image control that when I click on a radio button will show that's the box for that specific product. And then I've added a list control. And in here I will be showing some of the key points. For demonstration purposes, it will just have some sample text in it. If I go ahead and run this, and I will run it in debug mode so that you can see what happens when one of the radio buttons is clicked. I can now click on, say, Access 2007. I break into the debugger, and I see that I'm going to set the URL, and then I'm going to add items into my key points bullet list. If I run that, you see I get the page. And I can click on other items as well. If I disable the breakpoint so that we can just see it run, notice that the page does a complete refresh. There's a flicker as it redraws, and it's not very Ajax enabled. It doesn't look like an Ajax or Web 2.0 site. So what we want to do is go in and now modify this site so that it will update just the areas that need to be repainted in response to clicking on one of these radio button items. So one of the first things I need to do is go in and set properties on my script manager. I need to make sure that the enable partial rendering is set to true. This is the default, but it needs to be set or else different parts of the page will not be able to be redrawn independently. The next thing that I need to do is add a couple of update panels to go around or to encompass the image and the list item that I want to be able to update independently. So what I'll do is go over to the toolbox and grab an update panel and drag it to the place that I want to have it appear in my page. Inside the update panel, I can set the content template and put my image control inside of it. Now if I go back to my design view, see I have an update panel. And also drag and drop an update panel into the div here, and then drag and drop my control into the update panel. So I have both a code way and a visual way of setting the properties on here. Now I need to go to each update panel and set some properties on them. The first thing I need to change is the update mode. We have two choices, always and conditional. Always means that this update panel will always be updated whenever the page posts back. I want to change it to conditional, and that will get rid of a lot of the flicker that I see. And so I'll do that for both of the controls. Now the other thing that I need to do is tell each of these update panels that they will be updated in response to an item changed event, or selected item changed event, on my radio button list. So I'm going to go over to my triggers collection. For my first update panel, I will click on the Add button, and I need to just set two properties, the control and the event name. So in this case, I'll click on Update Panel 1, and I'll see that I have some controls there. I'll choose the radio button list 1, and then the event that I want to handle is the selected index changed. And I'll go and do the same thing for Update Panel 2. Since this is a collection, I could have a single control responding to multiple events. So in this instance, if I had a button on the form, I could have these update panels update if the button was clicked as well. So now that I've set those, let's go ahead and run it and see what happens. Now when I click on a different option, you'll notice that there's still a lag as the images are brought down, but the entire page doesn't refresh. It's much smoother and much more visually appealing. And both the list, the top item showing the selected item over here, and the background image are updated when I click on a different option in the radio button list. Hopefully you've seen how easy it is to update your page, to use update panels, and to use the trigger property to do asynchronous updates of different visual elements on your page to make it more visually appealing and easier for your end users.